Hi, I'm AJ.
And I'm Melissa.
And we are Makers Figuring It Out.
Welcome to Makers Figuring It Out, a show we strive to educate, motivate, and inspire makers of all skill levels with special guests, makers, tips and tricks, do's and don'ts, and many things in between. I'm Steve Huber from Wolf Woodworking Creations, and joining me for the second week in a row, my good buddy Jacob from Native Son Wood Art. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Steve?
I don't know. There's a air of deja vu.
I know. Almost like we've done this before.
Yeah. I mean, besides...
Is this The Matrix?
I don't know. You know, I never really liked that movie.
What?
No. I'm not a big Keanu Reeves fan.
I don't know if I could be here anymore if you're going to say that. Keanu is my man.
I just
love Keanu Reeves. He's awesome. Talk about a guy like that is truly humble. I mean, oh man.
I'm not saying he's not. I just don't.
You know, like his acting abilities. You know, like his.
He was, let's put it this way. I remember the first movie I remember him in was Bram Stoker's Dracula. Mm-hmm. That's the first one that I remember him in.
Okay.
And he was okay in that. But I was about to say Naomi Watts. It's not her. The girl that played in it, crying out loud. Anyway, the girl. Somebody go like, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, someone will say her name.
Yeah, I know she was picked up for shoplifting in L.A.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
Anyways.
So, yeah. Deja vu.
You don't think he might have gotten better after that?
No, I did. I have seen The Matrix. It's just not one of my top movies. And I really didn't understand it, so... But...
For a technical guy, I mean, I'm surprised. But yeah, a little over your head.
No, it just never interests me. Now, the one actor, the black guy, I like him.
Lawrence Fishburne?
That's the guy, yeah. Because I knew him from...
so many things. I mean, come on.
So many things. Yeah, but I mean, it was mainly Virginia, L.A., NCIS? Nope, not NCIS. What was the one that...
CSI Las Vegas.
CSI. It was original from Las Vegas.
Yeah, he was on CSI Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's where I remember him from.
But he's been in like... You know,
oh, he's been in many movies.
Many movies. He played Bumpy Johnson. She was great as that. Sheesh, he's been in so many damn movies. Like he played with Keanu Reeves again and John Wick. He was, what's his name? I can't, like, the King of the Balroy, the Bowery. God, I can't remember his name though.
Welcome to my age group.
Anyways, but yeah, so how are you doing this week?
Fair to partly cloudy.
Yeah,
I had that spinal injection last week, and I didn't know that it actually raises your blood sugar. Well, it doesn't raise your blood sugar. It makes any medication you're taking for your blood sugar less effective.
Okay.
So I've been feeling like crap since pretty much the day of the surgery, because it really was. I think they consider it anytime they... You know, cut you.
Right. Surgery.
It's surgery, no matter how much it. But it was an inpatient thing, or an outpatient, sorry. Outpatient. But I mean, my back's not any better. And then I just felt weak, not really thirsty, but I really wasn't hungry, which if you've seen my videos or seen me, you know, that's not a good thing. Mm. You know, it's really, you're not hungry. Really? Interesting.
Oh, come on.
No, but yeah, hey, I'm kind of liking the losing weight part. I've lost like since the first one, like 18 pounds.
18 pounds?
Yeah.
Feel lighter? Feel like you can move a little bit better? No.
Nope. I have noticed that I can go up and down the stairs now once. Okay, go up the stairs once. And not be,
not be,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks being fat and out of shape. And well, round is a shape.
So. Round is a shape, man. Yeah. My teacher did say thin is in, but fat's where it's at.
Yeah. No.
No.
But no. But I've been just trying to see if this injection thing. I think they'll probably do one more, but and then I'll try and start walking in the morning. Mm-hmm. As long as I can get up, because that's another thing. Man, I haven't been getting to sleep till like 4-5 in the morning. Even though I go to bed at midnight, I just lay there. My brain is going a mile a minute.
Have you tried like supplementing with melatonin?
Yes. I mean, I have a sleep aid, you know, that's prescription, but for some reason, you know, I should check it to see if it's the right milligram.
Yeah.
I did change doctors. That would suck.
Yeah, you should always check that.
Let's see. Nope. But I have had, on occasions, this medication not work.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah. I mean, well, I actually called my doctor and said, I need a new prescription. Mm-hmm. And she was, why? And I said, there's something wrong with this. This shit ain't working. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking, it's not been 3 or 4 days. It's been like 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So she wrote me a new prescription, and whether it was a placebo effect or whatever. And that first night, out.
Finally, that's great. Finally some good rest. Good. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But not here. That was the first time. So, and then I just, this is, it's, my life is pretty awesome and pretty bad at the same time.
Mm.
But you know what? I can't really complain. I'm not working by choice. Kind of retired. You know, I get to sit here, be with my dad. So it's not really a bad deal.
And talk to me occasionally.
Yeah, pretty much. Every once,
once a week.
Three times a month, maybe.
Hmm. Space it out.
Yeah. So, yeah, we should be, we should take auditions for a backup just in case.
Just in case.
You know, one of us can't make it in the week because, I don't know. It's just,
I mean, yeah, with my schedule, it's been difficult lately with it ever changing.
So, I mean, you've done podcasts without me and I've done them without you.
Mm-hmm.
Some done with a co-host. That, you know, Vincent or Ethan came on or something. I think those are the only two. But most of the time we just do it by ourselves. Mm-hmm. Do you find it weird or refreshing? Because, you know, you don't have to get through me.
I mean, it's a nice change of pace, I would say, yeah. I mean, there's definitely a chemistry and a certain standard certain bond that we have, or certain banter that we have back and forth that we've developed, that you don't get when it's just me or just you. You know, we play off each other, and that's kind of what we do. But it is nice every once in a while, I'd say, just to mix it up and have just you or just me, or like you and a co-host and me and another co-host, and you'll kind of switch it up so we can like get I view it as like, so you can see where your baseline is at. Cause just doing the same thing over and over again, it can be hard to tell where you're at and where you need to improve. So it's nice to mix things up so that you can kind of get.
You're going to get complacent. You don't get bored.
Yes,
you
spice it up. You don't forget to hit record. Yeah.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, and not like that's ever happened
today. Deja vu today. Excuse me, pardon me. Today.
But yeah, so if...
And this time it was both of us.
Yeah, it was both of us. But I blame you mostly because most of the time you say, hey, hit record. You go over it. But
I do.
But also, if our listeners couldn't tell, we don't have a guest today. And that's for, you know, one reason or another, miscommunication, scheduling errors. We'll get
just like for Jacob.
Not that at all. But we'll have him back on another time. Definitely, it was going to be a really good guest, and still will be a good guest, and we'll get that sorted out. But tonight, it's just me and Steve, and we do have a topic.
We do. And you know what? You know what's kind of cool?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you listened to last week's show, which you really already should have, but if you didn't, I made a faux pas and said that we have a guest that is from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And
New Orleans.
Then I went, nope, wrong one. Guess what? I've corrected it all, and we do have a guest eventually from New Orleans.
Cool.
So I think I'm going to try this. I'm going to try it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to talk to this person,
mm-hmm.
guy or girl, doesn't matter.
Whoever they may be.
But whoever they may be, to try and maybe get you two together. You know what I mean?
Oh, in the same place?
In the same room.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I mean, it would be different, and you would have to set up all the audio.
I don't know about that.
Little bit of my world.
Yeah, right.
But I thought that would be kind of cool. Plus, you get to meet them. But
yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not opposed to that. You know,
nope, I mean, you go to the guy's workshop all the time at NOLA Works.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
So, I mean,
true. Yeah, and like, I enjoy being around other makers, and it would be different. Like, I love being able to have the chance to actually meet these people that we all see and know virtually, and it's something else to actually meet them in person.
Well, in let's see, what month are we in? June?
Mm-hmm.
So in 8 months, you'll be able to meet most or part or some of your favorite YouTube stars.
Oh, yeah. Workbench Con.
And me. And me, too.
And you?
And Jacob. Hopefully.
And you?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. It would be kind of cool to do a remote podcast from there.
That would be great. Yeah, it'd be cool to do like live and in person from Workbench Con. That would be awesome.
Yeah, an actual live streaming episode.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be cool. So,
but we have to do a live stream here first so the technical guy can figure out all the stupid shit that goes along with it.
And technical guy being you, and that's not going so well, but you know.
Yeah, well, actually, no, you're right. I get something to a place that it works.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, let me tweak it here. And let me tweak it here. When it would have worked perfectly fine, wonderful,
mm-hmm.
the original way.
There's a reason why God left
it
like that.
I pretty much wanted to be a perfectionist. And I couldn't tell myself, stop. This is where the project's done. Be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that kind of leads us up to
our topic.
The topic. And that was a smooth segue.
Yes, that was probably one of your better ones. I have to admit.
Thank you. I know. You were like, but you got it because you weren't looking at me going, where are you going with this?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the normal, where the hell are you going with this, Steve?
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Not, man. I don't know.
But yes, not chasing perfection.
Yes.
So that is definitely something that we struggle with. I've struggled with, I know you've struggled with, and just to put a little context with it. So not chasing perfection as a topic, because, you know, you could want to try and maybe you want to try and do something. Maybe you want to get into YouTube. Maybe you want to start a podcast, but you're thinking, oh, but I don't have this set up. I don't have that set up. I haven't done it before. I need some experience first. But I can't get the experience unless I start. So you're waiting for the absolute perfect moment to do all these different things or do any kind of these experiences and things in life that you want to do. But the fact of the matter is, very rarely in life do all these perfect elements align to let these moments happen in the exact perfect way that you think in your mind that they're going to happen. So you just got to do it. Don't wait for perfection, because you'll be waiting your whole life.
Well, and I think, remind me if I'm correct,
mm-hmm.
you probably got this topic or the idea for this topic from a couple podcasts ago when I was talking about, 18th, 17th, 16th century furniture makers, they weren't making perfect dovetails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like now, a perfect dovetail. Dovetail.
I want to see the dovetail.
Well, I mean, I don't, could you? No. But they're chasing, and, you know, the fine furniture of the old days, it wasn't that perfect as, you know, the perfect cut, hand-cut dovetail. I mean, if you're going to make, you know, hand-cut dovetails, go for it. Because you can charge more, but, you know, I don't know. You probably don't know.
But like you said, everything is not perfect. You know, it's not going to be perfect. Rarely was it perfect. I mean, if you look at how you go into some of these designer, home designer stores, I went to one several months back and saw this $3,000 table. And I gave this example when Jeff was on. You know, it had cracks. It was uneven. Nothing was literally flushed up or clean. It was rustic looking. And they were charging like $3,000 for that crap. I'm like, what the hell? What am I doing? Trying to like stressing myself out, trying to get like these perfect miters and everything. And this dude's, they're charging $3,000 for cracks.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, but it's antique furniture.
It was new.
Oh, it was new?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the time I was driving through Virginia with one of my ex-wives? And we were in these little back roads, and we saw a sign, brand new antique furniture. I'll let that sink in. Antique furniture.
Brand new antique furniture.
Yeah. I was like, those don't go together at all. Is it new or is it antique? Now, if that was an antique reproduction, well, that could be a new antique, I guess. But I just thought it was kind of stupid.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've been learning what our topic is with, because I haven't kept it a secret. I'm working on trying to make a live stream for announcement of the winners of our contest. And speaking of that, since I mentioned it, Jacob, why don't you tell our friends out there about the contest?
Oh, well, absolutely.
I'm on topic.
Yeah, sure, no problem. So about the contest, so we've extended it to the end of July 1st. And it's the Raise the Bar Challenge.
It's an alcoholic challenge.
It's an alcoholic challenge. It's a Raise the Bar Challenge. It's making an alcoholic beverage display, or just if you don't drink alcohol, just a regular beverage display. It can be sitting, standing, or hanging, or any other orientation that we might not be including there. It has to be made of two more materials, and it's going to be judged on creativity, practicality, and damn. And see, this is my how prepared I am.
Yeah, I can see that.
Everything.
I can always edit this out, you know, make you look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah, but I know you won't.
No, because I don't edit most of my stuff out.
But yeah.
But they will be judged on overall appearance, creativity, difficulty. Practicality, and then we'll have a viewer's choice. So how's that?
Thanks.
No problem. I had to find mine.
And just so everyone knows, we do have a list of prizes together. I haven't posted them up on Instagram just yet, but we do have prizes. So they'll be split between the grand prize winner and the viewer's choice. We have a $50 Amazon gift card. We have a custom-made pen from Justin Bear Maked. We have a custom set of handmade coasters by Vincent Ferrari. We have a nightstand organizer from David from First Do Woodworks. We have a wine bottle stopper and cork remover custom made by Emmett from Dead Rise Woodcraft. And we have, there's one, two, three. We have a round to it from Jeff, a weird guy. What else in there?
Thanks, Jeff, by the way.
Thank you, Jeff. Also, and I actually just got mine. So,
yeah, no, I'm really every time I think I'm like, I'll get around to it. Damn it, stupid around to it thing is now.
All right. So
every time I think about it, so and it's I don't know why. I don't know why, Jeff. It's awesome. Gift
card. All right, so we got the gift card, round to it, mm-hmm. pen.
Oh, coaster, I didn't. Wait a minute. I think we have a custom painting.
Oh, do we have a custom painting?
I think so. Let me check my list. Let's see. Because I was letting you up to with the prices, but I do remember.
Recognized. So right now we have a total of 7 prizes right now.
Those aren't donations. That's weird. Well, I don't have my list. I don't know what happened to it.
We're just so both are really good with keeping track of the list.
You know, yep. But I'm pretty sure that we are getting a painting from Marion Ward from the Creative Ward Gallery. I am pretty sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a nice gift. I want that gift.
Indeed. Well, we both already have ours.
Yeah. But I had to pay for mine.
Mm, I won mine.
Yeah, I know. But hey, yeah. I was helping her coffers.
Huh?
I was helping her coffers.
Coffers?
I was giving her money.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Crickets. You're back?
Crickets. Yeah, I'm back. I'm back.
You're back with us?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure? I'm there. By the way, I appreciate the crickets that you put in the last episode, sir.
Why? They were for me.
Oh, well, they were for you, but I was like, you son of a bitch.
Well, you said, have you heard about this? And I'm like,
I was like, my 5G has never been better. And you're like, crickets. I'm like, what the hell, man?
Yeah, I had no idea. That was me. That was the crickets for me.
Mm-hmm. I know that now.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't make fun of yourself, you can't make fun of anybody else.
True story. Anyways, Chasing perfection. So I want to give an example for myself, actually, if I could. So, chasing perfection.
So, I did find. We do have from the Creative Ward Gallery a tumbler and a painting and a painting.
A tumbler and a painting.
And a painting. Excellent. So, you could split them up.
All right.
So, thank you for all for the donations.
Yes.
And what'll end up happening is whenever we announce the
hold on, winner, I'm forgetting one as well.
Oh,
Tenille from Rosam Designs, she's going to custom make a key fob or a fob with a wrench on it or a wrench in it or on it. I was unclear on that detail, but she was also going to make something as a prize as well. So we actually got 9. I guess you want to split them up individually, 10 different items.
Man, we are killing it.
Yeah, so.
On the
On the prize front. So
on the prize front.
So thank you all for donating. And if you haven't, we've got a second entry actually now. Jared from the Dad Cave, he made this really nice bar with a wine cork top. So with all these wine corks that have been cast in resin, it looks really good. So Jared, really great job. It looks awesome, man. So now we have 2 entries.
Sweet.
So now let's split 50-50 on who can win there. Yeah. So if you want your chance to win, you need to get in. You have another month.
Yep. Jacob made his mind and put his foot down.
Mm-hmm, I did. Steve was just going to let you all sweat.
Mm-hmm. You know, if they could see my face, they could only see my face right now. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, oh, turn off the TV. Turn that channel.
Like, what's going
Speaking
on?
Of channel, mm-hmm. Let's put it to the viewers. Jacob and I have been discussing putting these podcasts on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So, hey, what do you guys think? Send us an email or a DM and let us know at Makers Figuring It Out on Instagram or makersfiguringitout@gmail.com. Just let us know. What do you think? Maybe I can get Jacob to put up a, fill in the blank kind of thing on Instagram. Mm-hmm. They actually work pretty well.
They do.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you're kind of, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, or most people aren't watching it, so you're not really concentrating on listening to the entire podcast, because you're in the shop, you're doing things, mm-hmm. but I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know either.
Really. I don't. No clue.
But anyways.
So, nothing's changed. So, yeah. So, that's our prize list.
So, yeah. An impressive amount of prizes, actually. I think it's more than what Vincent and Ethan had for, like, their last challenge, if I'm not mistaken. Though, Vincent is one of the prize givers in this, so we appreciate that. Anyways, so an example of, for me, of chasing perfection, or at least why it took me so long to get into YouTube and to start, is I wanted to get into YouTube and like start YouTube videos. Originally, I wanted to do a gaming channel with a friend of mine. Not so much like actual gaming review, is more just like fun playing these different old school games and just kind of recording it and doing fun banter back and forth. We had gotten like one piece of equipment to kind of start doing that, but it never really came to fruition. Always waiting for something to come together and stuff like that. All the ideas just kind of fell by the wayside, and it got to a point to where, you know, I still wanted to do YouTube, but maybe not gaming or something like that. And I was like, there's nothing really stopping me. And I had watched a lot of videos at that point of like getting into YouTube, how to start YouTube, how to start a YouTube channel, and then eventually get into how to start a YouTube channel with just your phone, and like the things that you can do with that and what you need. And my phone at the time was an S7 Plus. And so they said, well, you can use this old phone and just start, or you can use that old phone. And my phone at the time could take 1080p video. So I was like, well, screw it. I'm going to stop waiting. I'm just going to start. Bought a cheap tripod and started filming. And then you start slowly finding out, you know, what options are out there and what better options are out there, the free resources, amazing amount of free resources that are out there that can actually help you in your production, you know, without having to pay anything. You know, if people think you need to like pay so many amount of dollars to be able to get good at anything or to have the right equipment, but there's so many free options today. DaVinci Resolve being an example of it. You know, if you have a computer, you want an incredibly powerful video editor, DaVinci Resolve is it. It's completely free, and it's an incredibly powerful, like professional level video editor for free. Like the features that are on this thing are insane. Or even if you're on a phone, you have like PowerDirector, and they have a free version with a watermark, and then they have the paid version, which is $35 a year. That's a one-time payment of $35 every year. You pay $100 for Amazon Prime a year. You spend more than $35 going out to dinner, you know? So I finally stopped giving myself excuses and just went out and did it, and realizing that I wasn't going to be good right off the bat. It was something that I had to work up to. Indeed, make moves, not excuses. I appreciate that. But yeah, it's true. Everybody starts at suck. And this goes back to like my first interview with you. It's something I still wholly and truly believe. Jackson from Nola Works, he still says it to this day. He actually says it to a lot of new members that are coming in, or people that are taking the tour. Yeah, you know, that everybody, it's one of his favorite sayings now, that everybody starts to suck. If you're not good at something, don't worry, because everybody started there. Everyone's been there. And it's something that you can work towards being better. You can work towards getting proficient at this thing.
You know, that's going to be our next t-shirt.
What's that? Everybody starts at suck?
Everybody starts at suck.
I'm down. Let's do it.
That doesn't sound good with that t-shirt logo, though. I'm down with it. Okay, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm down with the everybody starts at suck.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah, and I've been finding that out here. Mm-hmm. I just got to leave things go. But sometimes you get overwhelmed, though. And I think that's my problem up here. Mm-hmm. I got plenty to do. It's just so many tasks to do, and I don't really know. You don't know where to start.
Right.
But you can't start. You cannot complete the task if you don't start the task. And hopefully that's going to start tomorrow.
Exactly. But
using child labor at my house. Pizza and sodas. My cousins are coming over to help me out, clean up the yard.
Nice.
Yeah. They're cool kids. Well, teenagers? They're kids. We had this discussion last week about, mm-hmm. you know, kids and young people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know what to call you still. My friend.
Yeah, there you go. That works. But yeah, so we were even talking earlier about the throwing the recordings here of the podcast up on the YouTube. And you're saying, I want a nice background. Like, a nice background would be nice to have, but it's not actually stopping us from putting it on YouTube.
True.
And I think that's, you know, another example of, like, in your mind, you build up these barriers of things that you think need to accomplish, you need to have or need to get done before you can actually do a thing. But is it really absolutely necessary, like 100% stopping you from doing something?
Right. And right now, we really don't have to do video. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could just put the podcast on there.
Yeah.
I think Vincent and Ethan do that.
Yeah, they just do like a waveform thing, and like that's plenty cool. But the guys at Clamp, they put their video up on their YouTube channel, and you know, they do it strictly video, right, like that. You know, so
should we have a Makers Figuring Out channel or Boost My Channel?
It's completely up to you, sir.
Yeah, I don't want another channel.
Or just change your channel to Makers Figuring It Out and just have it all to one thing.
You know, I actually thought about that. I really did. Mm-hmm. But in case I do get back to the woodworking, I would still like, I like my logo.
I like your logo too, Steve.
It's kind of cool. But regardless, you can actually do playlists. Mm-hmm. So, but that's not stopping us, both of us, from putting it on both of our YouTube. Actually, you can't do that, can you?
I mean,
you can't.
I could put
it on. I think there's a legal thing where you can't put it out twice.
Is there? Yeah, you're right.
You can't put it two places.
You can't put it on two channels.
You can do out clips or outtakes. Not the funny kind, but just, you know, segments. So, we'll figure it out. That's what we do.
Exactly. Well, what do you think has been an example where you thought something had to be perfect, but then you realized it didn't need to be?
I've been married 3 times. There you go. Chasing perfection. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it doesn't always have to be woodworking.
No.
In the related.
Well, but, I get an example of YouTube. So, obviously. Mm-hmm. YouTube could be anything. It could be any topic that you want it to be, for sure.
That is true. Yeah. I should just make stories of my ex-wife. Stuff, you know, tales of Steve
and tales of the ex-wives.
Yeah, but then there's a whole legality thing, and you got to get their permission, even if you don't use their names. Mm-hmm. You know, you change the names to protect the innocent. Yeah, you can still look them up if you want to. But yeah, so all right, we digress. Digress.
I digress.
Yeah. So what did you, how did you figure out, you know, that you were chasing perfection? Or give an example. Because you got perfection. Hmm. You have your lovely girlfriend.
I do.
And a Winston.
And a Winston, yes.
And Winston.
The little spiky hedgehog who's definitely far from perfect, little bastard.
Yeah, stay tuned for more from Winston, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we had a cool idea involving the hedgehog.
Yep. So stay tuned for that.
But as far as like chasing perfection, recognizing it, and I don't know, it's kind of hard because like when you're in it, it's kind of hard to recognize. Like from the outside, it's easy of have people constantly telling you like, "Oh, what are you waiting for?" And you give so many excuses, but you know that seem to make sense in your brain, but everyone else from an outside perspective keep telling you like that's dumb, and they aren't really priorities or mandatory to the thing that you want to do, you know.
But if, and I've been through this, but if you have a group of friends and they're all telling you, do this, because they're on the outside looking in, and you're in the forest, you can't see the forest for the trees. So your sight, your brain pan, it's all blocked by everything that's around you.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody outside could see it. Now, if there are conflicts of, you know, another person like, no, stay, do this. No, do this.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely.
Then you could have, and then, you know, then you kind of go, all right, what I'm doing is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But I think if there's a consensus with all of them, maybe they're seeing something that you can't.
Yeah, agreed. You know, and it's good to get an outside opinion for a lot of things. And like we were talking about before, get, you know, change it up. Maybe they're seeing something that you're not seeing. But also, you know, it also has to do with like a person's personality. You know, like, everybody keeps saying this, so I'm going to do the opposite. I don't want to be told what to do. Very stubborn, very hard-headed. You know, people can have that attitudes too, but I think it's about like calming down, taking a step back, and really logically thinking about things. And it's easier said than done, for sure. I'm severely hard-headed and can be stubborn in a great many things.
It's part of our makeup.
Yes.
It's back when we were, you know, animals on the plane or wherever they're swinging from the trees, you know, we react and then think, because if you don't react right away, you're dinner for something.
You would die.
Pretty much. You know, now you could sit back and go, should I do this or should I do that? And then you end up overthinking.
Yeah. Overthinking can be paralysis of its own as well. I've been guilty of that many times too, where you have so many options or so many things that you want to do or so many of whatever, and you just can't decide. There's so many options that there's no options. You know, that.
Welcome to my world. That's actually what is going on at the house. Mm-hmm. There's so many projects that it's like, I don't know what to start.
Right. At that point, it's just
pick one.
Exactly. Just pick one, like write out a list. Personally, for me, I find that writing out a physical list instead of just having one in my brain, which could jump around and jumble all over the freaking place, writing out a physical list on a piece of paper so I can, you know, visualize what I need to do and like have, you know, have an order, maybe not necessarily an order of priority. You can maybe write an initial list and then write a more prioritized list after that. But in the grand scheme of things, I write a list and I try to prioritize it on the fly. Like what's really important that I need to get done now. And then all the things after that, at least it gives me a heading, you know, and I can start accomplishing things. Like this morning I was in the makerspace and I wrote, you know, lists of like all the steps and things that I needed to get accomplished. Some of them pertain to one particular project and that was fine, you know, but as I'm going and I'm crossing things off, I'm feeling accomplished. I'm feeling that I'm actually making progress and I'm moving forward and I'm not caught up in the like, man, I haven't done anything. Man, I'm so disorganized. I can't get anything done. I can actually feel like I'm taking the right step forward.
You know, man, I got to tell you, I think you just helped me out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Cause that paralysis that you're talking about is true. It's a real not thing. Made up.
No,
it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. I still suffer from it a lot of times. And
well, I'm suffering from it in the house right now because there are so many things that I want to do, so many things I need to do, and they're all in my head, but when you put them all in your head,
they're in your head.
They fill your head.
Exactly.
So what I should really do is just take a list, and it doesn't have to be in one day, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't have, you know? It doesn't have to be in one day. It doesn't have to be in any particular order. Just make a list, and then just go.
Yeah, and then you can look at it and go, okay, for example, I think I said my cousins are coming over tomorrow to help me with some lawn care, maintenance, landscaping. We'll just go with that. Putting little suckers to work. But that's one example. And luckily I'm starting that. And since I committed to go pick them up, now I'm forced to go get them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to let them down. They're actually looking forward to it.
Nice.
I don't understand why, but I don't think they know what's coming.
They want to see Uncle Steve.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. Yeah. Anyways, but do you know exactly what you want them to do when they get there?
Nope, I'll figure that out.
Write a list. Write the list. Have a list of things that you want them to accomplish and that they know that they need to accomplish so that they're not just like going whatever and they're just standing around doing whatever. No, you have specific planned goals. These are the goals. This is what we want to accomplish. This is the goal and this is how we get there.
Right. Well, what I'm doing with these guys is, I don't know how they're going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're young.
Yeah.
So, you don't know how they're going to work. Mm-hmm. So pretty much it's just going to be set up for tomorrow, which is getting the lumber for replacing stairs, and getting them their PPE. So, they're not getting hit in the eyes, but I'm also teaching them about tool safety.
Nice.
And you know I'm a big proponent of the trades.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a way for me to maybe show these kids that this is fun or there is brains involved in it.
Yeah.
It's just not, I'm taking them small. We're just pretty much going to clean out the gutter. The swale
right
through my front yard. That's pretty much what we're going to do for that day after getting all the stuff out, bringing up the tools for the basement, but that way I'll get a better grasp on how they work and
makes sense.
What I can trust them to do. But yeah, that making a list does make sense because it doesn't have to be a detailed list. It's like,
it could be just the bare basics.
Right. It's like, I want to rebuild, rebuild retention wall. Done. That's it. And then put, fire pit in.
Done.
But the thing about it is, in each one of those, there's steps. And even going down to my basement, if I could open one box and put some crap away, just one, it's progress.
Right.
It's moving towards a goal.
Exactly.
So that's what the kids are, the kids are helping me get motivated and started with stuff.
Yeah. And that's the thing, I like to teach. Yeah. And that's the thing too. It's like not every goal or accomplishment has to be like this grand thing. It can be as simple as like, all right, like you said, I open this box and I put this stuff away. That's it. You've already taken a step forward. Is it a giant step? No. Is it a small step? Maybe. Is it a step forward? Yes. It's still moving forward. Sometimes you don't want to do like a whole bunch of work, but you still want to, make progress.
Now, have you ever been to one of those days? I don't know if you get them, but there were some weekends as I've gotten older that I was like, I don't have jack to do today.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, I need to go take this out of the garage.
Right.
That'll take 5 minutes. And the next thing you know, the whole day was taken up by reorganizing the garage.
Yeah, I've had days like that.
I think we all have. But those are my most not prosperous. Is it prosperous?
Productive.
Productive.
Hmm?
Productive. That's the
word. That's the word.
Words are hard. Definitions are hard.
Well, yeah.
Grammar sucks.
I feel like, well, then I think in a situation like that, and I have had days like that too, and I enjoy days like that where you feel like you're caught up with like all the main things that you need to or feel like you need to accomplish, and now you just have this free time, and now you feel like you're just ahead, you know? Now you've reorganized your garage, or like now you've cleaned the whole house, or you've done the dishes, or you know, you're ahead on, you started this project that you wanted to, you've been wanting to get to for a long time. That's like a personal project, but you know, hasn't been really important, but it's just something fun that you want to do, or you're finally starting on that video that you wanted to, or you're like this close and it was really quick and you have all the time to like film, edit, and upload and produce all in one day, and you feel super accomplished. Those days are great, you know. They don't happen all the time. But
no, I think that's my problem. I think so. Let's pull back the personal stuff, personal curtain.
Pull back the kimono.
Yeah,
you don't like that. I don't know why you don't like.
I don't know. I just
let's unzip the denim really quick. How's that?
That's even worse. Lift up the kilt.
There you go. I like that. Let's lift up the kilt a little bit.
That's, I don't know why. Anyway, but where the hell was I? Thanks, man.
You're welcome. So, like, productive days.
Productive days. Son of a bitch.
like they don't happen all the time, but they're good when they do.
Yeah. Well, figure it out later.
Yeah, it'll come to you. You'll be like, oh, wait.
Right before the end of the show. Oh, there we go. I forgot. This is it. Speaking of forgetting something that we need to do, we do have a Spring account.
Teespring.
No, it's Spring now.
Spring.
They changed their name.
No, it's still Teespring on mine.
It'll say Spring if you actually go to the page.
Oh, really?
I think. I'm pretty sure.
Spring.
Yeah. Spring.
Stars. Let's see.
Yeah, it still has the Teespring URL, but if you look at the tab at the top.
Community from Spring. All right, yeah, Spring.
Yep.
That's weird. See? That's weird.
I know. But hey, at least I was correct.
You were correct. You're on this one thing.
I was on this one thing. I've been correct twice, maybe.
Once in a while.
Yeah, sometimes. Once again, where was I?
I'm sorry.
Bastard.
Oh, you know.
Damn it!
You'll be okay. You'll be fine.
I know.
But yeah, so...
Oh, Teespring! Damn it!
Damn. All right, so, Teespring.
So, we have shirts. We have Get Lathed, Get Hammered, and our anniversary, well, our...
Concert.
We call it the concert shirt.
Yeah, we'll call it the concert t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to call it the concert shirt. Do you remember what the new one that I was thinking about putting out?
The new shirt?
Yeah.
Everybody Starts at Suck?
Yeah. Did we already talk about that? I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah. We talked about it in the show just like a few minutes ago.
10 minutes ago. All right, man.
And you're getting things happen. You're getting bad.
Thanks. It's getting late here.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Plus, medication.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I just took my medication to go to bed. So I may act a little more goofy than normal.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to get to bed early because I have to go get the kids.
Gotcha.
Right. But anyway. So yeah, we got that. And if you want to sponsor us, we're on Buy Me a Coffee, Anchor, if you want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other place thing? Teespring, Anchor.
That's it.
That's it? Yeah, maybe we should get more places.
Possibly.
But mention on Teespring, or sorry, Spring, mention MFIO 2021, and you'll get 10% off.
Nice.
Of all your purchases. So, you know, it's kind of a little bonus. Get little things rolling. But they are good shirts. I just got my concert shirt today.
Yeah, I saw that. And it looks really good.
I, I was impressed. I was really impressed.
Very impressed. And all those links you can find in the show notes on our Linktree account. It's not LinkedIn.
I wouldn't say that. You keep saying
LinkedIn, and it's a completely different thing.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're
talking about. On our Linktree account, you can find that. Links to all those places on our Linktree account that's in the show notes. And also you can find that on our Instagram page, Makers Figuring It Out.
And if you want to comment or send us a, as we say in the military, Bravo Zulu, you can reach out to us at makersfiguringitout@gmail.com.
Bravo Zulu?
That's a attaboy. Way to go. Two thumbs up, the nose squeeze.
BZ, though?
That's what they call in the military. Mm. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of weird.
They just call it just Bravo Zulu. The military people will understand.
Oh, okay, as long as they understand. I never heard of that one before.
Nope, because you weren't in the military.
You're right.
Well,
I was in.
You weren't active.
I was in the military light in school. That's it.
Anyway, I mean, it sounds better when I say you weren't in active military.
I wasn't active.
So I, you know, it recognizes that you were, you know, doing something.
That makes it sound like I was in like the National Guard or the Reserves or something.
No, they're actually the, you know, very important people.
Indeed. So, but speaking of things that important people, we're going to take a break so we can shout out some of those important people that are important to the show, and then we'll be right back.
Yeah, and if you liked the commercial last week, you're going to love the commercial this week. All right, we'll be back.
Lovey, where are you?
I'm in here.
What are you doing in here?
Trying to learn how to paint.
Why is that?
Well, my therapist said that painting was to calm me down from being all mad and everything. RD10T, get in here!
Yes, Lord Perfidious.
Where is that report I asked for an hour ago?
I'll go get it.
You better, or you know what'll happen. Now, what were you saying, dear?
Well, let me see what you have.
There you go. What do you think?
What in Sarlacc's stomach is that?
I think maybe we should find you a different hobby. Why did you pick painting?
Because my therapist said this place is so dark and dreary that it needed some color, so I figured I'd paint it myself.
No, dear. You need to go to Instagram and look up the Creative Ward Gallery. There you will find Bob Ross-inspired paintings that'll look great in any room on the Death Star.
Oh, where can I find her again?
That's the Creative Ward Gallery on Instagram and Facebook. Mention this ad, and she will give you free shipping in the United States.
No. How'd you guys like the commercial? Hope you guys liked it.
I thought it was cool.
It was cool. I think it was. So, yeah, I'm going to do one for each of our sponsors.
Nice.
So, just had to, you know, work the old brain pan and figure out some more stuff. But the funny thing about it is, perfidious is an actual word.
Is it?
Yes. Kind of like a dastardly, kind of deceitful person.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm. Yeah. So.
All right.
And then for those military people out there, some of you might be able to maybe caught on to this. The little stormtrooper's name, ID10T. There's meaning behind that, too. And there's actually a hint in Vincent's commercial. So they were just fun to make. There's actually videos with them, too.
ID10T. Ah, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
I knew you. Yep. See, it now it even makes it funnier.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So anyway.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah. So hope you guys like those. More to come. I still have to do some for our sponsors. I got to do one for Langer Works over Tony at Langer Works. Oh, Dave at First Dude Woodworks. Already got Vincent. Already got Marion. And we have one more sponsor that I missed.
Yeah, who's that?
I don't know. Man, you're asking an old dude.
I'm asking a lot of questions, aren't I?
You are. And I'm not feeling well.
Okay, so. Fine.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe we're Oh, dad it yourself. Isn't it?
Daddy, yeah, Scott.
Yeah. I think he sponsored us on yeah, that thing where you buy us a coffee.
No, that was Jeff.
That was Jeff.
Yeah.
Weird guy.
Jeff, a weird guy, sponsored us on Buy Me a Coffee. So we got Tony Langer, Dave from First Two Woodworks, and Jeff, a weird guy. Stein.
And then we have Vincent and Marion.
Mm-hmm.
So, Scott, over at Dad It Yourself, come on. Since, you know, you want to make me right.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to make me wrong.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, just remember, everything you guys donate to the show goes right back into making things for you guys. We're not making any money off of this. So, that's what we do.
Yeah, it all goes back to...
It all goes back to you.
All goes some back way, to shape, our supporters.
Yeah. It's not like we're going to, you know, rent a Learjet and go to the Bahamas. No. Although...
I mean, that would be cool.
That would be cool. But we couldn't do that to people that sponsored us. Unless we had to go for a conference.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Or maybe to Atlanta to WorkbenchCon. That would be pretty cool.
WorkbenchCon. That's going to be... Yeah, I got to fly now. I don't like flying. Wait a minute. There's a train station in Atlanta, isn't there? I think.
Maybe.
Maybe? I'll have to look that up. If that, I'm taking the damn train. Because I don't have to go to work. Although I will have to find somebody to watch over Dad.
Yeah.
Suck if I can't go. Anyway, so we were talking about perfection and letting it go.
Indeed. And, you know, I had a thought about perfection and like that and not chasing perfection, but now I've lost that thought. So why don't you go?
No.
You're ending thought. Like,
that's not cool, man. I wasn't prepared. I'm relying on you.
Your amnesia is like spreading.
I know. I'm relying on you to remind me of things. And what do you do?
Where do you go, man? No, wait. I remember.
I knew. See, that's how well I know you. All I had to do was just keep talking, and you were like, I gotta shut him up now.
Just push me along. All right. So the idea with perfection, and this is a motto that I've had as of late for like the past year or so, is never perfect, but always better. So perfect in and of itself is an unobtainable goal. But you can always be better. You can always strive to be better. And it's just like we were saying with achievements earlier. It doesn't necessarily always have to be a big achievement. It can be a small one. It can be middle ground. It can be so many variations as long as you're taking the right step forward. And that's how I feel about being better. You know, maybe your next project, you do your miters a little bit better, a little bit cleaner. Maybe you do a better job sanding. Maybe your welds are a little bit cleaner. Maybe your glass blowing technique is a little bit smoother and you get like a better shape. You know, maybe your paint is a better consistency. You do those lines a lot nicer. You know, maybe your editing's better. Maybe your audio's cleaner. Maybe your video is a little bit sharper or something. You can, you know, put any of these to the nth degree. Maybe it's like a little bit better. Maybe it's a lot better. Maybe you have a much smoother transition next time. You can always do things to be better, but you know, you don't have to strive to be perfect on the very first one or the very next thing that you do, because that's just putting a level of stress and pressure on yourself that is totally unnecessary and gonna just completely kill any motivation that you have to want to keep doing the thing that you might enjoy, may enjoy, or don't know that you enjoy yet, and it could really grow to love and become a passion of yours.
Truth. What happened to me?
I don't know. What are you doing over there?
Nothing. I was listening the entire time.
Steve over there messing with the computer as I'm doing my wonderful speech.
It was wonderful. It brought a tear to my eye.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, sir,
yes.
So that's my final thoughts on the subject of never perfect, but always better. Always strive to be better.
My final thought. You know, I've been this way my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm, you know, change it or not. Because you just get used to it. But yeah. I like it. You can't finish what you don't start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that I think that's going to be my motto from, you know, soon. You can't finish what you don't start.
That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, and you can say...
Kind of like you can't get divorced if you don't get married.
Boy.
Did I ruin it?
Yeah. But I do like your motto, like, you can't finish if you don't start. And that's for a lot of things. You know, you go through life. There's a lot of people in this life that have a lot of regrets. Oh, man, I wish I had done this, or I wish I had done that. Well, why didn't you? Yeah, and that's kind of at a point of where I got to. Like, I have all these things that I wanted to do, but and I wasn't doing them, but I really couldn't think of a good reason of why I wasn't doing them at a point. You know, like, I wanted to do the start a YouTube channel. All right, well, start it. And after I had done enough research and really got the right perspective and realized that I really had no excuse to not do one, I did it. You know, and now I've done a YouTube channel. I know editing. I'm doing a podcast, which I never, if you asked me a year and a half ago if I was going to be doing a podcast, I would have said, you're out of your mind. No way.
I'm not going to talk to a stranger that I have never met.
I'm not going to put my voice and myself out there for hundreds of people, of other strange people, people I don't know, to hear and listen to me and judge me and do whatever. But here I am, and I'm having a great time. I love doing this every week. I love what I do.
It does. It is the thing that I look forward to every week. Sometimes you're like, I really want to record tonight. But
once you're in there, you know,
once you're in, you're like, man, I can't finish if I don't start.
Exactly. You know,
it's plus, when you have a podcast or a YouTube channel and you have a schedule,
mm-hmm.
you gotta keep the schedule, because you have people out there relying on you.
Exactly.
Bring them content.
You have to have a consistency about it, and it, you know, it becomes part of your life and part of your routine. And like I said, you know, just all these things that I wish that I had done. Like, I just recently learned how to weld. I never would have thought that I would have learned to weld like a year ago. Like, was it something I was curious about or would I like to learn? Yeah. Did I feel like it was out of my reach? Absolutely, because of the situation that I was putting myself into. But it's one of those things that looks intimidating. But if, like anything, like just like cooking, if you follow the steps, it's easy to do, you know.
I'll beg to differ.
Or even like cooking, you know.
Unless my teacher, well, it was my best friend. Mm-hmm. He was trying to teach me how to weld, and he probably sucked, because there was a hole mm-hmm. in a piece of metal, you know, like a quarter inch hole. And right. He's like, fill that in.
Like, with what?
you know, and next thing I know, a quarter inch hole, an inch and a half. I'm like, well, you can actually cut through metal with fire.
Exactly. Yeah. Imagine that.
It was sad.
But what welding was cool. Like, you know, as I get into my dramatic phase, and I channel my inner Kit here. Like, as bolts of electricity flow through my hands to fuse, melt, and metal together. That's welding in a nutshell.
Close.
Essentially. But yeah. So like all these things.
Pieces. And I make them one.
Make them one.
With fire.
Say, in a world, two metals enter, one shall leave. Mm. All right, as we digress. But yeah, so all these things.
You've been smoking some stuff, man.
It's none of your business, all right?
Stay out of my business, I'll stay out of yours.
Exactly. So like all these things that you wish that you could do, but just... reflect a little bit and say, like, are these things that I really can't do or things that I just don't want to do? Like, is there a specific reason? Is there a good reason why I can't do these things, you know? And like, how hard have you looked into wanting to do these things? There's a lot of things that I wanted to do with my life. And at a point I just said, like, I'm tired of wondering what it would be like. And I want to just go out and do it.
Yeah. I mean, at this age, I didn't expect to be retired, honestly. Mm-hmm. But if I was retired, I figured, like, man, I could do whatever I want. I could go here. I could take a 2-week vacation, take the dog with me.
Exactly.
You know, but sometimes the best laid plans don't happen.
Mice and men.
Yeah. Yep. They don't happen.
True story.
But I still have time. Hopefully I'm, you know, young enough and I can still do some of the things, because one of my things, well, I'll tell you what, since we don't have a guest and we already know your story about how you met your girlfriend, and we don't care about how I met any of my wives. Let's say to let each other know what one of the things that we would most like to do, like a vacation or, you know, learn how to skydive, something like that. I'll give you time because I got mine.
Yeah, because we got to do our maker shout outs. That'll give me a time to think about that. Mm-hmm. Thing that I most like to do. All right, cool. So let me go first and then you can do yours and it'll give me a chance to think.
Okay, think.
All right, so my maker shout out goes to Steve Cassino, and I might have shouted him out on here before.
I don't think so.
He's a guy. He was on Because We Make, and so he does this art with like peanuts and also old NES cartridges, where, you know, he does the clay and he also does like wood figures as well that like move and do stuff. He's done all sorts of different people. He's done Bruce Lee. He's done Ash from Evil Dead. He's done Mario, Ninja Turtles, Metroid. He does all these like video game characters, and he also does like these little monsters that are like coming out of different random objects. And he gets so many trolls on his content, and it's insane. And like some of the people saying the dumbest shit ever. And I love his attitude towards it. Like, he just finds the most ridiculous response to each one of them. And it's funny as hell. Like, he really does take it in stride and just makes the best of it into another piece of really enjoyable content. Cause I look forward to seeing what hilarious response he's going to give to these absolute idiots that don't get it.
Yeah. Sometimes the replies are better than the first comment.
It's incredible. Like, he made this monster like coming out of a battery, and this lady was so up in arms about like, no, don't break open a battery. This is dangerous. It can lead to like battery acid poisoning, and like people could be in serious injury. How could you even do that? Like, all these things. And then he typed like a message like, sorry, I couldn't. I only have a chin. I lost my arms to battery acid. And like, he's literally like typing in the lisp. And it was so funny.
People.
But yeah, he's my maker shout out, because he's incredibly skilled with this craft, and these things look incredible.
What was his name again?
Steve Cassino.
As in like the place you go to lose money?
Yeah, that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he's cool. He's really great and does some great art. Great making.
I'll have to check him out.
Yeah, for sure.
I've been actually watching a little binge watching of like dioramas and things like that. Mm-hmm. It was kind of inspired.
Oh yeah, you would like him.
I went down that road because of Kit. Bastard. Oh, because he made that little.
He did. Steve did this Bruce Lee one where, like, as you know, like the duck, old wooden duck toys that you pull along and they mm-hmm. spin. So as you pull this one along, like, he like chops and kicks at the same time. It is so cool. It is like really awesome.
Yeah. Somehow I got into, it was actually a really incredible diorama. They took it from Lord of the Rings.
Nice.
You remember when, Liv Tyler, I can't remember her character's name, was singing or chanting down the river while the guys on black horses were coming down, and then you know, the water, you know, gobble them all up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He made a diorama of that.
Oh, cool.
I was like, holy crap. And when you took some, you know, different angle shots, it was like, pretty good. Looks like the movie. But he is not my shout out. My shout out is a good friend of ours.
Who would that be?
That would be the one and only Clinkies. Now, let's see. What else Clinky. Is he? He's a
glove
fire
up.
Guy.
You better glove up.
Glove up. Yeah, he's that's Nick over at Build That Build.
Yes, sir. So
I just received one of his shirts, so I nice. Supported a friend. It's kind of a cool shirt. Don't forget, we his have logo, cool shirts too.
Yeah, his logo is really cool. He's a really cool guy, just beyond that.
Yeah, he was doing an experiment, which I really liked on his last video, because he didn't know how it was going to turn out. So it was kind of an experimental thing, nice. And he learned some things. I think we all learned some things if you watch it. Mm-hmm. And it's some good tips in there.
Nice.
And it's really nice. So I'm going to give him a shout out just because I got a shirt.
Cool. That's awesome. So
I'm going to be, I got to get like 4 or 8 shirts. Mm-hmm. So when we go to Workbench Con, I can, you know, support my friends.
Sounds good.
Yeah. But that's my shout out for this week.
All right. And you know something? Been a whole time. I did not think about that question, but I am thinking about it now. So something that I would really like to do.
I'll go. Give you a little more time?
Yeah, give me a little extra time. Like, there's so many.
Okay, how about your ideal vacation? How's that? Or a vacation that you would like to take?
I've already been overseas and like into Australia and Japan and I've been to Spain. Like most of the overseas traveling I've been to is because of my girlfriend. She loves to travel, and truthfully, those are the best times that I've had. We have plans to go to like Italy and Greece and Scotland and all these other places. Like, so I don't want to pick on any one of those because they're already on the itinerary. Like, they're already gonna happen. I wouldn't say bucket list because they're gonna happen much sooner than that.
Right. Okay. I'll let you know mine.
Go ahead.
Mine's kind of simple. There's two of them. One is an Alaskan cruise to see the Aurora Borealis.
Well, yeah, I would like to do that.
And the other one, I want to take the Amtrak train across the top of the country. Pretty much from Chicago to Glacier National Park.
Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much that's my... Because I haven't been out to those states. So I've been to 40 out of 50. So that'll pretty much cover them.
All right, good deal. Yeah, so, would you say another one of yours is to visit all the states or no?
Yeah, that would be nice, you know.
Yeah.
But like I said, I've been to 40 out of 50. And then a couple of countries here and there. Actually, I think you've been more of a world traveler than I was.
Hey.
But actually, I have been to Spain. I have been to Australia. Italy.
Have you been to Japan?
Been to Japan.
But I haven't been to Italy yet. Yeah,
I've been to China.
So you've been to more countries than I have already.
But you were having fun. I was not.
You were working.
I was working. I mean, we did have some fun, but we weren't there on vacation.
Right.
I was protecting the country.
In another country.
In another country. Yeah. Sure. But that's kind of like mine.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But, all right, so yeah, I've given it some thought. I definitely would like to travel more, see more of like the South American countries. Like, I'd love to go to Mexico one of these days, hopefully soon. Because it's half of my heritage. So I'd like to go and actually experience Mexico.
What part of Mexico? Are you actually from Mexico?
I'm from South Florida.
No shit. But I meant your heritage. I mean, is it actually Mexican?
Yeah.
Or is it Guatemalan or Honduras or any? Just Mexican.
No, if I was Guatemalan or Honduran, I would say Guatemalan or Honduran, not okay. Mexican. Because gotcha. They're not the same country, and we don't all just say Mexican to encompass like the whole South America, whole Central and South America. It's not the same.
Steve. No, that's true. I'm sorry. I was thinking Hispanic, not Mexican.
Yeah, Hispanic.
Sorry, my bad.
But no, I am Mexican. I'm half Mexican on my dad's side. He was born in Mexicali. My grandfather on my dad's side is from Chihuahua, I believe, and my grandmother is from, I can't even remember exactly. It's Guadalajara, I think, or close to it. It's somewhere close to the border of Belize.
Okay.
I believe. So, like, closer to way southern Mexico, close to the southern border. But I would like to go to Mexico in general, see some more of the southern, Central American, South American countries and experience them. Skydiving, do that at least once, you know, kind of that's a bucket list thing right there. I'm not too keen about jumping out of a perfectly good airplane, but, you know, do it once.
I did it. That's it.
My girlfriend really wants to go shark cage diving
I could do that.
Cage diving with the sharks. I'm like, no.
I could do that.
I don't want to do
that. I'd rather be eaten by a shark than go splat.
Eh.
Well, maybe.
At least I'd be flying, but like a shark, and like, and with the shark cage, then, you know, I'm just someone's meal at that point that they got to open up the box. I'm like, forget that mess, man.
And it's just a reverse zoo. Instead of the animals being a cage, we're in a cage.
Yeah, forget that.
Yeah. That is, it's actually a weird feeling when you see a shark in the wild.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's a big fish. Oh, that's a freaking shark.
Yeah. It's something like, and I don't have a problem with them, like, just as they are, but, you know, they got their part of the world. I got mine. Like, yeah. I don't feel like stepping into their home where I'm like at a complete disadvantage, like, you know, terrain wise and evolutionary wise.
Yeah. Can't swim.
Exactly. Not like that. No.
Nope. Not at all.
So, yeah. So that, like, maker-wise, I would really like to, because I've done it a couple times of forging, I would really like to have more an opportunity to do more of that, like, full-on. I want to forge my own full-on chef knife. And they're supposed to be getting a forge possibly this summer or at least sometime this year at the Makerspace. So I'm really excited about that.
Wow.
So that should be really cool.
And you'll probably be talking to one of our previous guests then.
Possibly. Tonight. Yep. Might be hitting them up for a few pointers.
Yep. I'm not dropping names at all.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I got him on.
I name dropped him the other day. Don't even worry.
Yeah. Hey, I name dropped a bunch of people.
So.
I don't know. Actually, I didn't name drop them.
But yeah.
Real quick. So I sent, I'll tell you after the show. Mm-hmm. I sent another maker an email from their website, and it basically said, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm not a name dropper, but I will tell you that if you ever meet Ann, Steve, you know, Nick, and all, you meet those, they're awesome people. They really, you know, and that way I'm not name dropping.
You're not name dropping, you're just saying.
Just saying. Saying, you know, I didn't say they weren't our podcast. I just said they were cool people, and I'm not lying.
I'll say they're on our podcast. I'll name drop. I will shamelessly drop those names all day long.
Well, that's pretty much what I did later.
Yeah,
I just kind of LOL. You know, you got it. So hopefully he'll get back to me one of these days. Really like to have him on. I think he's a cool dude. I met him at Workbench Con.
Cool.
Yeah. A lot of good people there.
Yeah, speaking of good people, if you can't support our show financially, like our wonderful supporters do, you wonderful listeners can always have the free option of just sharing the show, liking it on whatever social media comes out, liking the post on the Instagram page, sharing the show really helps us out. Leaving a review helps us out immensely. Just lets people know that you're enjoying the show, helps us improve the show. Whatever critiques and criticisms that you have, we're welcome to have them. And yeah.
Yeah, because if you don't give us, if you don't tell us that we're, something's wrong, we're just going to keep going along with what we're doing.
Exactly. So, don't give us the feedback. We won't know.
Yep.
Give us all your feedback. Or if we're doing a good job, just let us know that too. We appreciate that as well.
Yep. That would be awesome. You know, make our heads bigger.
Exactly. If they couldn't be bigger already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right, Steve.
All right, Jacob. See you later.
All right. Should I take us home?
Please.
All righty. Here at Makers Figuring It Out, it is our mission to educate, motivate, and inspire. And we hope we've done that for you today. So this is Steve and Jacob reminding you to keep learning, keep being motivated, keep getting inspired, and keep figuring it out.
Damn it, we will never get that.
No.
I think we got it last week.
Yeah, last week was good.
That was pretty good. So, all right, friends, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.